Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, we're going to talk about the tendency to believe ridiculous conspiracy theories and fake news is based on overuse of social media. And I'll tell you, there's some people on my Facebook page and Instagram account, and they seem to overuse the social media. They overuse it because they're like, no matter what I say, no matter when I say it, there are people there that instantly respond. And it's like they're just waiting for me to post something, and they respond. And I've had to block a few just because of the ridiculous hate and misinformation. It's just plain old stupidity. I mean, if you disagree with me, that's fine. But I'm going to share with you a couple of comments. This was something that I posted yesterday. What is the blanking personal attacks on Facebook all about? What's with this? I mean, what's with the personal attacks? I mean, are there people sitting around that just like feel the need to like launch personal attacks at me? And why? What, just because you disagree with me? Or you're jealous? Are you jealous? Or what's the deal? And then the other part of the video is about, did you hear that President Trump said that Joe Biden was executed and we're seeing a robot? I mean, that's really stupid. I mean, that's kind of crazy. All right, let's get to a couple of these comments from Scoot on the Air Facebook. Larry says, and look, I don't use last names. Occasionally, I'll use a last name, but for the most part, I don't use last names. I could, but I don't want to embarrass these people because it's embarrassing what they post. What Larry's comment is, Larry's comment is a sound comment, and he's telling me, Scoot, what you're dealing with these people who are being so quick to criticize, he says you're dealing with third string former hall monitors, you know, and that's probably true. But Jeff says, oh, yeah, Scoot used to be one. Jason says, still is. Yeah, I'm the hall monitor here at the station, right? Good comment, Jason. You should do stand-up. Jay says, you are what my grandma would call a Ginny woman. What is Ginny woman about me? Why am I a Ginny woman? Ronald says, man up, Cupcake. Okay. What does it mean to be a man? Do you have to have the testicles from the back of your pickup truck? Do you have to drive a pickup truck? What does it mean to be a man? You have to sound stupid and act stupid, and you have to dress a certain way. I mean, you wear like, you know, Levi jeans and you wear a polo shirt. I mean, is that what it means to be a man? What does it mean to be a man? Why am I not as much a man as anybody else? Elizabeth says, in the Disney Bambi movie, Trumper's words, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Well, unfortunately, they have nothing to say, but they say plenty. Edward says, hey, Scoot, it comes with the territory. A lot of us enjoy your show, but some can't separate the show from the real you. Got a chance to meet you at a mutual friend's birthday party in Algiers Point 3 years ago. Enjoyed the conversation. Keep doing what you're doing and ignore the haters. Edward, thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, look, I ignore the haters, but in some way, I think it's fair to call out the haters. And it's not just because it's about me. This is the mentality of a lot of people in America. They just want to complain. They just want to be negative. They just want to hate you. Why do people want to hate me? I mean, look, a lot of people like me. I mean, I get it. I don't do the show for the critics. I do the show for everybody else. Edwa says, Scoot, I'm sure you know that those who criticize, mock, or throw disdain at others are mad, angry, unhappy with themselves. They do this to feel superior and make themselves feel better. She goes on, but yeah, she's a life coach and trained in this. And I think Ed was right, and I've said this, that I think some people are just mad at themselves and they hate themselves. They don't want to admit that, but, you know, something's not right in their life, so they want to hate on me.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What, you think I don't have problems? You think I didn't go through struggles to get where I am? You think somebody just gave this to me? Nobody gave this to me. You know, I earned this. I worked for the opportunities and took advantage of the opportunities that I've had. And again, I'm talking about this because this is just an indication of who we are in America. This cheap shot hate. And I tell you, you know who started this or who really it exacerbated the whole situation? Donald Trump. I can't believe that there are Trump supporters who get mad at me for calling out somebody or making fun of somebody when that's what Donald Trump has turned into a spectator sport. So, you know, don't get mad at me for doing that because, you know, Trump taught me how. Hank says, that's funny. Why did that? I don't know. That doesn't even make sense. Maureen says, don't listen to them, Scoot. I like your comments. You are correct. Yeah, well, and it goes on. But, you know, thank you for your comments. But, I love the comments about, like, I look like somebody's grandmother or, you know, I'm a Ginny woman or I'm gay or something just stupid like that. I mean, there's nothing in my life that would ever indicate that I'm gay. And you know that. But again, I think these people are just really desperate for attention. They're desperate to feel better about themselves. And if they put me down or if they put somebody else down, it makes them feel better about themselves. There is a first-of-a-kind study that reveals that people who experience distress and impairment in daily functioning from social media are more likely to believe in fake news. Social media is everywhere in our daily lives, and if you overuse social media, you are more likely to believe fake news. And some of these haters, man, they're all over my Facebook and social media account, and they love to hate, and they love to believe what they believe, even though what they believe is based on misinformation. These are the people that believe in conspiracy theories, and a lot of them just believe in misinformation that comes from the conservative right. And a lot of that misinformation is calculated to protect Donald Trump and to protect just the right wing and to protect Republicans, although a lot of Republicans are standing up against Trump. But I find it interesting, and this is an interesting study, that people who overuse the social media are more likely to believe in fake news. And when they believe in fake news, since they believe in the fake news, they think that what I'm saying is fake. And I'm often called a liar, but nobody can actually come up with a lie that I've ever told. This is one of the most honest shows in the media in this country. I've never told a lie on the air. Don't lie. Don't lie about Trump. Tell the truth. But if it's something that you don't believe what I'm saying because you believe in fake news, well, that's on you. That's not on me. But these people who are so quick to hate, I see them as overusers of social media because they're all over my account. As soon as I post something, boom, they're there. And then the criticism, you know, the other day, when I was at this new venue, the Sound Amphitheater in Gaucher for Rick Springfield's concert, I posted a picture of me standing in the meadow area of the amphitheater. There's reserved seating closer to the stage with the amphitheater in the background. And, you know, I just get all this criticism about being an old woman. You know, look, I've been in this business for 55 years. You can do the math. I mean, I didn't start when I was five. So, you know, you can do the math. Guess what? I got older. So did you. How are you looking right now? You happy with the way you look? I'm not happy with the way I look. I'd rather look better than I look. I'd rather be in a little better shape than I'm in. But how do you look? Why are you so quick to criticize? How do you look? You know, honestly, for my age, I feel great. And I think I look pretty damn good for my age. I don't want to talk too much about that because it sounds self-serving, but man, I'm damn proud of who I am. And many of you would hope to look the way I look when you get to be my age. Some of you don't even look the way I look, and you're not even my age yet. So, you know, what's the basis for all this criticism? I don't get it. But again, it's part of America, and I think the name-calling was really made popular by Donald Trump.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.